क्षमशः ग्लानिर्भवति भारत। अद्युतानम् अधर्मशः तदात्मानं सृजाम्यहम्। परित्राणाय साधुना विनाशाय च दुष्कृता। धर्म संस्थापना युगे युगे शंभवामि युगे युगे। हरेर्नाम हरेर्नाम हरेर्नामैव केवलम्। कलौ नास्त्येव नास्त्येव नास्ते गतिरन्नथा। कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम, राम राम हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्ण डियर डिवोटीज, प्लीज वेलकम टू आवर वीकली कृष्ण कॉन्शियस प्रोग्राम। एंड वंस अगेन आई वुड लाइक टू इनवाइट यू टू द हरे कृष्ण टेंपल व्हिच इज एट 1229 Coastville Riverhead Highway, also known as Highway 28, where every Sundays we have a special public program starting at 11:30 with bhajans and kirtans, followed by aarti of their lordships at 12:30. Then we have discourse on Krishna consciousness philosophy based on Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, followed by aarti of their lordships, aarti of the our founder Acharya, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And then we finish the day's program with Vegetarian Feast at 2:30. Please come along, join us, and have darshan of Sri Sri Radha Giridhari. Beginning of spiritual life is Shraddha. Just like you go to a temple, it is based on Shraddha, a little faith. Otherwise, there are millions of people, or actually billions of people, why they are not going to a temple, a church, or mosque, or any place of worship? There is no Shraddha, no faith. But anyone who gives or goes, it means that there is Adu Shraddha. Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Ashrada dhana purusha dharma asya parantapa aprapya mam nivarantante mrityu samsara sagarat. Those who are not faithful in this devotional service cannot attain me, O conqueror of enemies. He is talking to Arjuna. Therefore, they return to the path of birth and death in this material world. Lord Krishna personally comes to enlighten us that this is your life. You should do like this. You should live like this. You should work like this. You should act like this. Why are you rotting in this material world? Same thing is repeated in different ways in different scriptures. For example, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 4, Text 4, Lord Rishabhdev, in his teaching, says, Nunanam paramata kurute vikramanaha yad indriya pritya apnoti na sadhu manye yatav atmanoyam asnan api kalesada as asdeha asnan api kaleshda hasadehe. When a person considers sense gratification the aim of life, he certainly becomes mad after materialistic living and engages in all kinds of sinful activities. He does not know that due to his past mistakes, he has already received a body which, although temporary, is the cause of all his miseries. Actually, the living entity should not have taken a material body, but he has been awarded this material body for sense gratification. Therefore, it is not befitting for an intelligent man to involve himself again in the same activities of sense gratification by which he perpetually gets material bodies one after another and suffers in this material world. People have become so mad paramata prakrashte rupena mata. Mata means mad, intoxicated. People are running here and there from early morning, from 5 o'clock or still earlier. This is material civilization. Mad. Nunatam pramata kurute vikramaha. Nunatam pramata kurute vikramaha. And for what they are doing? Yad indriya prityai apnoti apranoti. The aim is to satisfy senses, eat, drink, be merry, and enjoy. That's all. I get money, go to a restaurant, go to club, nightclub, and so on. Because we do not know anything more than this. Indriya priti hai, a little sense gratification. Nunanam pramataha kurate vikramaha. And they are implicating so many sinful activities. Yajnarte karmano anarte lokayam karmana bandhana. Yajnarte karmano anarte lokayam karma bandhana. If you don't act for yajna means Lord Vishnu, then you become implicated. The proof is that there are different varieties of life, different entities. You should know why are there so many varieties of life. 8.4 million different species of life. The varieties of life is na sadhu manyayate atmano ayam asman api kaleshada asadev deha. Anyone who has this material body means kaleshada, suffering, different degrees of kalesh. Somebody is a millennia, but don't think that his body is not kaleshada. His body is also kalesh, giving pain. Nobody is free from kalesh. There was a very rich man, so he could not eat. He didn't have any appetite. He had sufficient food stuff, but he could not eat. And one poor man was passing by on the street, taking a fish and singing very jubilantly. The rich gentleman saw the poor guy with the fish. He said that I have become so rich, but I have no appetite in spite of so many nice food stuff before me. I cannot enjoy this food. And that poor man is carrying one fish. He is thinking that he will go home and cook it and eat it very nicely. He is so jubilant. So if I would have become a poor man like him, I could have enjoyed some food. He was wishing that he be a poor man. Because real business is sense gratification. So in spite of his becoming rich, he cannot gratify his senses. This is the position. Everyone has got a certain type of body on account of different types of sense gratification. Otherwise, why are there so many varieties? Why one is a human being, one is a pig, one is a demigod, one is a dog, one is a tree, one is a fish? Why so many 8,400,000 different varieties? This is all due to our desire for sense gratification. These varieties, otherwise one variety would have been there. Why there are so many varieties? We need to think about it. Ask these questions. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hirdesu Arjuna Tishtati. In Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text 61, Ishvara, the Supreme Lord, Paramatma, is situated in everyone's heart, and we are always praying. Even we do not pray, we are thinking, if I would have been like this, I would have got this opportunity. Then I would have eaten like this. I would have done like this. This is going on continually. Indriya Pritiyarte Aprunoti. We are simply desiring one after another. And it is God's business, thankless business, that He is not noting it down. All right, I will give you a facility like this. Ishvara sarva bhutanam irdesu arjun tishtati brahmanye sarva bhutani yantra rudhrani mayaya. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart. Arjun, and He is directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated as on a machine made of the material energy. Lord is so merciful. He asked Maya, the material nature, give him a body like this so he can fulfill his desires. He have got varieties bodies because we have got varieties of desires. This is the explanation. Otherwise, who will explain why there are so many varieties of bodies? The varieties of bodies means varieties of desires. If we want to stop these varieties of bodies, then we should give up all these nonsense desires. Anya vilasa sunyam jnana karma de anyavartam. You are jnani, you are a karmi, you are a yogi, but your desires are all different. One yogi wants, I shall fly in the sky. One yogi wants, I shall walk on the water. One yogi thinks, I shall create gold and show magic to the people that I am God. This is going on. A jnani, he is speaking something else. A karmi, he is thinking another way. This is going on. Therefore, there are many varieties, 8.4 million varieties of bodies, varieties of desires and varieties of bodies. You have to stop these nonsense desires. That is wanted. You can stop your desires only becoming Krishna conscious. Otherwise, it will go on. Swamin kirtato asmi varam nachyache. This is Dhruv Maharaj said. He had desires, very, very great desires, that I shall have a kingdom greater than Brahma, greater than my father. He was insulted by his stepmother. This is desire. He was only a five-year-old boy. He decided that I shall have a greater kingdom than my father's. He went to the forest and he underwent very severe austerities. 5 years old boy, he saw Krishna came. When Lord Krishna wanted to give him, fulfill his desire, he said, Swamin kartat, kritartho asmin varam na yakche. No, I have nothing to ask from you. This is Krishna consciousness. No more desires. Otherwise, karmi, jnani, yogi, and bhakta, akamaha sarva kama va moksha kam udhartadihi. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 3, Text 10. Moksha kam, the jnanis, they want moksha to merge into the existence of Brahma. The yogis, they want siddhis, some perfection, material perfection, to show some magic. And the karmis, they want sense gratification. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that karmi, jnani, yogi, sakale are asant. Asant, they cannot be at peace because they are desiring. So long as you want, so long as you desire, there will be no peace. Krishna bhakta nishkam ateva santaha. Krishna bhakta nishkam Ateva Shanta. This is their recommendation. Nunyam Paramataha Kurute Vikramaha. They are made after sense gratification and doing everything nonsense which is forbidden in the Shastras. You know, those who are too much after fulfilling desires, they even kill his own man. He will kill his own child because the mother desiring that I have become pregnant. It is so bother, so much bother. It will check my sense gratification. Kill it. Vikrama. Nunyam paramataha kurute vikrama. She doesn't see that what will be the result of it. Vikrama. Karma, vikrama, akarma. Karma means prescribed duties according to the Shastra. Just like we have a road code. Keep, when driving, keep to your left. This is the law. And as soon as you go to the wrong side or the right hand side, it is vikrama. Karma and vikrama. But for sense gratification, we execute vikrama. Therefore, we are preparing for sense for next life. Yam yam vapi samran bhavam tyaja tente kalevaram. At the time of death, these desires become prominent. Even without desire, we get so many ideas and dream at night. So at the time of death, on account of our vikrama, we shall create a situation. And the next life we get is in a similar body that we can fulfill our desires of sense gratification. Nunam paramataha krute na sadhu manye yatam atmano yamaha. I have already got one body, which is Kaleshada, full of miseries. Everyone has got experience. No one can see that my body is very nice. No one can say that my body is very nice. I've got no Kalesh, no this, no sufferings at all. There is no pain at all and only pleasure. I'm very perfect. No, that's not possible. No one can say that. As soon as you get a material body, it is subjected to so many sufferings. Adhyatmik, adibhautik, adidaivik. Sufferings due to our own desires. Desires of other beings. Other living entities. Adibhautik. Are sufferings of this suffering is caused by the material nature. Floodings, drought, flood, tsunami, hurricanes, cyclones, earthquake, and adidaivik. Suffering is caused by our own desires. Tribulations, there must be. Material body means kaleshada, suffering. Therefore, the Vedic civilization is to stop getting this material body. That is Vedic civilization. That is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Two things are there. You must accept, you must get the service of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Otherwise, you go on in this way. Mirtu samsara savartamani. Ashrada dhana purusha dharma yasya parantapa mam aprapaya mam aprapaya. If you don't get Krishna, then there is no other way. There is no other alternative. The only alternative is mirtu samsar vartamani. You get one body and again you die. Get another body and you die. This will go on and on. Therefore you must not Na sadhu manne yat atmanu yam asana api kalesha da asadehe. So this culture, this education is practical and perfect knowledge. The information is there. The science is there. If one is intelligent, he can take advantage of this science, Krishna consciousness, and mold his life accordingly, so that he can stop this process of accepting a body which is kalesta, misery, pain, and suffering. That is the perfection of life. And that can be simply done very easily if you simply study teachings of Lord Krishna, Srimad Bhagavad Gita. If you come in temple and see Krishna, very simple method. Maya akshada mana partha yogam yujjanamad ashraya. They are not our manufactured. We haven't manufactured this or worked out these philosophies. This is what Lord Krishna says. You come here. The temple is meant for this purpose, that you come, see Krishna, and be attached to Krishna. The more you become attached to Krishna, that is called bhakti yoga. Maya ashakta mana partha yogam yujjana mad ashraya asamsaya samagram mam yatati vyasasa. Now here, how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, with mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from doubt. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, text 1, now here, how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, full consciousness of Krishna, with mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from doubt. So the process is very simple. You come to temple, have darshan, see Krishna, the deity of Krishna. It's not ordinary statue. It is a prescribed method of worshipping, saving Krishna. Have darshan, take part in kirtan, singing of his glories, glorifications. Listen to his pastimes. Bhagavad Katha, Ona Prasadam, food offering to Lord Krishna, that will purify us. Then what will be the benefit? The result is Janma Karma Chamay Divyam Meyo Yo Janati Tatvata Twekta Deham Punar Janma Naiti Mam Eti. The things that I've just mentioned, simply seeing Krishna in the temple, participating in his glorifications, him singing in his glorifications, hearing Bhagavad Katha, his pastimes, honoring prasadam, doing some sort of service, then we get Janma Karma Chaume Divyam Yome Veti Tatvataha Twekta adeham punar janma naiti mam eti. Simply, if you simply know Krishna, then this business of repeated birth and death will stop. It is so simple. So we should take advantage of it and utilize our human form of life perfectly. Tamyo viditvate mirtyu eti nanayam panta vidyate yanya. One can attain the perfect stage of liberation from birth and death simply by knowing the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Liberation, what does liberation mean? Liberation simply means escaping from repeated birth and death. Repeated birth and death means suffering again and again. So liberation means getting out of this cycle of repeated birth and death. And what is the process? The Lord says, by simply knowing me, the Supreme Personality of God, there is no other way to achieve this perfection. This is mentioned in Sweta Swatra Upanishad. That there is no Alternative means that anyone who does not understand Lord Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God is surely in the mode of ignorance, and consequently he will not attain salvation simply by licking the outer surface of the bottle of honey, or by interpreting the Bhagavad Gita according to their own mundane scholarship. One should therefore cultivate Krishna consciousness with faith and knowledge, and this way attain perfection. And it is very simply. And in Kali Yuga, in this age, it has become even more simple. Just by chanting the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, and coming to temple, having darshan of the Lordship, participating in his kirtan, that singing of the Maha Mantra, as I've just said, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, associating with devotees and taking Krishna Prasad. Everyone, if you don't get time to come to the temple, you can still become Krishna conscious. You can still practice Krishna consciousness in your homes by offering whatever you eat, by offering the food stuff to Lord Krishna first. And you don't need to know any mantras for offering this food stuff. All you need to do is pray to the Lord, whatever you have given me, I am offering it to you. Please accept it. And then mix the offerings with all the other food and the whole family. Honadi prasadam, that is food sanctified by offering to the Lord. And chant the mantra. Who cannot chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Little kids chant and dance in this kirtan. We are grown-ups. Become God consciousness, become Krishna consciousness. Read Bhagavad Gita as it is. Don't read other Bhagavad Gita, other translations, because their interpretations are mundane. They have got own interpretations. Srila Prabhupada, our founder Acharya of International Society for Krishna Consciousness, translated Bhagavad Gita as it is, as the Lord has said. So if you want benefit from it, please read Bhagavad Gita as it is. But to start off with, just chant the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hope to see you in the temple today. Let's have some kirtan.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Ahí es, amiga, es que
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna.